Hello, everybody. It's time. Welcome to episode 69 of the Push My Buttons Games podcast. It's me. It's Luke. I'm here. I'm joined by an actual panda.
I am here. I made it. I made it to the show.
The captain himself.
Captain Platinum's here. How's everyone doing?
Great. And recently released from his cube.
Guys, I'm rock hard right now. Let's do it. It's 69. Let's do it. No, hey, how's it going, everyone? I'm back. I got out of that gelatinous cube that I just learned I was in.
Yep. Yep. He was using okay, so the problem was he was using one of my D20s, which only roll fours and under. So I will take the blame for this. It wasn't until he wised up and got somebody else's dice that he was able to escape.
True, true. But I'm back. Lots of day drinking in the past 6 months. Doing pretty good, though. Good. So how are you guys doing?
I was actually doing some day drinking during the weekends myself, bud.
Nice. Nice.
It's what you're supposed to do when you smoke briskets and ribs and chickens and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. I've been doing it right.
The panda's been adventuring cross state lines as well.
I did. My cousin got married last weekend, so I was in Oregon for 4 days. And then I came back. And now I miss Oregon. This place sucks. I wasn't even, like, sad. Like, I wanted to be home because I have a dog now and I kind of miss her and shit. And I've obviously missed my fat boy, Loki. And Momo, I kind of miss her.
Don't let her hear. She'll shit in your bed.
No, she does that anyways. She pisses all over me all the time. No, she actually stopped peeing on the bed, but she pees everywhere else, and it drives me fucking insane.
How old is she?
She is 4 this year. So she started doing it. She started doing it when we got her, and she would pee on me while I was sleeping. And I bought a new mattress, so I had a mattress protector and everything, so that if it happened again, I wasn't pissed off that I spent $1,000 on a mattress for a cat to ruin. So she eventually stopped peeing on me in the bed, and she was pretty good. I think she may have done it a little bit when I moved to the condo, and then I moved my dad's cats in, and they had been living in terrible conditions for probably couple years at that point in time and just doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do. So they started peeing on my carpet floor and Momo picked up the habit again.
I mean, don't cats do that all the time anyway? Just do whatever the F they want all the time?
Yeah, because cat's gonna cat.
Pretty much. But like Loki doesn't do it. He's not a bad boy. I don't know. I kind of think it might be a girl cat thing. That's the drama.
So since it is episode 69, we wanted to start out with talking about some of our first video game crushes. So who would like to go first? Who volunteers as tribute?
Oof. I got to think about this one. So I'll go last.
I really, really struggle with this one. And this one was why I was like, I'm not sure if I'm ready yet. Because I don't know. I mean, obviously, too.
Okay, I can go first.
But then there's Blood Rain. And then there's Flannery from fucking Pokemon. And so, like, I have, like, 10 of them. And I'm like, fuck. Which one's my favorite? probably Tomb Raider. Because that's definitely that's everybody's, right? Right.
Okay, so are we talking like modern or like polygon boobs?
Polygon boobs, of course. Speaking of which,
okay,
I want to tell you guys, I picked up this really, really cool book called Seduction of Virtual Art, and it's all about Lara Croft. It's amazing. I didn't know it existed, and I didn't realize I needed to have it, and the guy there had like other random Tomb Raider memorabilia shit, and I'm like, how did you fucking find this stuff? Yeah. So I'm going to see Tomb Raider.
We should get a book report on that when you're done.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm going to write anything about it and just not drool at the polygon boobs. No. And it's straight polygon boobs. Don't get, like, yeah. 100% polygon booth.
Panda Pat, why are those pages stuck together?
God damn it.
Nice. It's from The Last of Us.
I'll go next. My first video game crush was Bastila Shan from the Knights of the Old Republic Star Wars games. I think it's because the way she was kind of drawn and the way she looked was very, very similar to Kate Beckinsale, who I had a giant crush on at the time. So I think that is part of it. But I remember that being one of the first like romances that I fully explored in a game rather than starting it and getting distracted and not following up with anything. So that was my first video game crush.
Okay. Not bad.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of any. I don't know if I've ever really had a crush on any video game character.
Lies. It's Kirby. It's Kirby.
I was going to say it's probably Melina or Katana from
Katana.
Mortal Kombat.
That's what I was sad about. I was like, you said the right characters. To me.
You said the right characters for Panda Pat.
I know, right? Melina is my favorite, and I don't even like the color pink, but those teeth get me.
It's all about those teeth,
huh? About the teeth. Imagine what she can do with those.
Bite a, like, take down a zebra at full sprint, maybe?
Yeah! Who doesn't want to do that? Remember, I still keep cats who pee on me while I sleep.
Just to reiterate. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Okay. The one that really comes to mind has got to be, okay, people are going to roll their eyes at this. I just know it. I don't care. Tifa.
Nice.
Good.
There you go.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's a good one. That is actually the very first one on this list, and it says she is the queen of first crushes for video games.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, like, oh, yeah.
What?
Are we talking the original or the remake?
I'm talking like my first VG crush. Like, that's got to be the original.
Yeah.
I actually really like the redesign because, like, now that I've actually have gotten more real world experience, so to speak, I don't really, I don't know, like miss me with like the over sexualization. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Doesn't really like mean a whole bunch to me, if that makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, though, teenage Mike, like that really
that was it. That was the one.
Yeah.
So it says, so I guess that's a great segue to our Reddit list of 10 biggest video game crushes, with Tifa saying that she's the queen of first crushes. Next on the list is Leon Kennedy from Resident Evil.
I can see that. Yep. 100%.
Panda Pat, you have any feelings on Leon?
I wasn't ever a fan of Leon. Because he's too pretty. Like, he was, like, the pretty boy. And, like, to be honest, like, well, he's cool in 4. I don't know. Yes.
Okay.
Leon is
he's more of a Chris Redfield pretty. Fan.
But, yeah, he's a little more, I don't know, he's a little less wussy. His hair's not as pretty.
She likes guys that can punch boulders with their fists and send a boulder flying.
And as we have established...
Part in 5.
As we have established, he does not have the teeth to take down a gazelle.
I have different requirements for different sexes.
Okay. So only for the ladies is the gazelle killing teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have Samus from Metroid.
I see that.
You know, especially from like back in the day, there was really her, Princess Peach. That's about
Zelda,
it.
But you don't really see Zelda.
Yeah, but yeah. I think those are like your Triforce of original NES girl crush candidates. So next we have Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
Nah.
Snake's not doing it for you?
Nah.
I didn't play that one as much.
No, his voice, yeah, cool, but no, he wasn't. I don't know. Not me.
He's got the rugged commando spy vibe going on.
Yeah, that, I guess that's true. But the thing was, like, the first game was, I guess, way, like, okay, this is coming from the guy whose first crush was coming from Final Fantasy VII Polygons, right? But, like, the original game for Metal Gear didn't have enough definition in the polygons for me to really tell. And then you just had kind of, like, the art style. So, okay. I guess the art style from the Codex calls.
Yeah, that makes sense. Next, we actually have Link from Legend of Zelda.
I can see that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one from the Breath of the Wild, really, saying that there in the article, it says the Gerudo outfit was certainly a huge boost to his popularity among the LGBTQ community, amusingly called a bisexual awakening by many. and then immediately next to that on the list is Princess Zelda. So next, I'm going to murder her name, even though I've heard it 1,000 times. Tali Zora from Mass Effect.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
I think it's the mystery, you know?
She was also smart, too. She was like alien Velma.
Mm-hmm.
Although that's probably a bad thing to like mention now in light of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
This next one is 100% for you, Mike. Majima Goro from Yakuza.
Wonderful. I see that. Well, Yakuza 0 version specifically.
Mm-hmm. That's pre-eye patch?
No.
He had
the eye patch in the entire series.
That's right.
The only time when he didn't have the eye patch was in, like, I guess kind of like memories.
Mm-hmm.
Flashbacks.
See, I wish we were still able to sit down and do Game Grump style, play the game and talk about it, because have you come and we sit on the couch and play through all of the Yakuza games would be masterpiece.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So next on the list is Chun-Li from Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I was trying to think of like that's where like the Molina and Katana Sony Blade thoughts came in.
Right. Next is Dante from Devil May Cry.
Okay. Yeah, I get
And actually he's the I don't know if it's in any sort of order, but he's on there. But it might actually be in reverse order because I could easily see Tifa being the number one.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's weird not seeing Princess Peach on there. Again, I guess you don't really see her for a while because she's always in another castle.
I don't know. Yeah. Some people are pissed that she's wearing pants in the movie.
Well, I mean, that actually works as a perfect segue.
You caught it. Yeah.
to the movie. Who here has seen the movie?
I saw it.
I haven't seen it.
Nope.
But I don't mind spoilers. So you, it's all good.
Panda Pat?
No, I have not seen it.
What was that?
No, I have not seen it.
Oh, okay.
No, literally, it was like Enid.
Yeah, I heard Enid, and I was like, is that I have seen it or I have not seen it?
No, I have not seen it. Oh, my mic's not bad.
No, you're good. So I enjoyed it. I know there's, some people were more on the critical side of it. I did not feel that it was nostalgia, like straight up. They did the Donkey Kong rap from Donkey Kong 64 in this, and that made me very happy because I love Donkey Kong 64. Having the video game voice of Mario doing multiple voices in there was great. The Chris Pratt Mario was, New Yorker Mario. It wasn't like super Italian Mario. I did love the nod to the original Mario Brothers Super Show because they have a commercial in the movie about their plumbing business and they play the rap from the original Mario Brothers Super Show, and that was amazing. I mean, also Peaches is number 5 on the fucking like Billboard 100 right now. Nice. From the Jack Black as Bowser.
Peaches.
Yeah, he's it was very good. I had a very good time through it. But then when I saw the critic reviews after I saw it, that Sonic and Sonic 2 still has a higher critical review than Mario, I was like, ha!
finally got to see who wins that rivalry.
Right, is Nintendo blasts them with how much, with however many billions of dollars this movie's going to make. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you over all of this box office cash, Sonic. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Captain, what did you think?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was just the right bit. It was a good bit of nostalgia, like you said, and just enough plot to keep the movie moving. So I had fun. I liked a few of the nods here to the little bit of everything they did. So I loved how they converted it into like a 2D side scroller at times.
Oh, that yeah. Was, yeah, those that was and, very well done.
Yeah, that and it looked just like they did. And then they went down the flagpole into the castle at the one point. I was like, that's amazing. Great. And then they went underground and you got the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Yeah, so all the like classic stuff there, which was great.
Yep. Did you stay for the post-credit stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was surprisingly good. I had a good time watching it. It was the animation was done really well, which I don't think anyone was really worried about that with Illumination making it. But yeah, even they had nods to the Luigi's Mansion.
Yep.
Stuff in nice. There too. It was good. It was really good. And
so here's the big question. Mm-hmm. Is it better than the 90s movie?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say it edges it out by at least a half a mile.
I can't remember. Was it? Did you agree with me? Like, because I understand and I 100% agree it is a horrible movie, but I actually liked that movie as a kid.
Oh, yeah. As a kid, I loved it. But then when I got older and watched it, I was like, oh, I see. I see. And I think, is that just because we were like, we will take anything?
Possibly. It's your Sonic argument all over again.
Yep. Yep. 100%. But yeah, so, you know, if you guys get a chance to see it, I'd like to hear your views too, but it was good. It was good. I'm excited for it to come out digitally so I can watch it again in the comfort of my own home. So I have one really weird news story that I wanted to talk about. And then we'll just talk about some games we've been playing and some games we're looking forward to. So the title of this article really got me because it says man jailed for life after beating neighbor to death with bag of Pokemon cards.
Yes, violence.
A 31-year-old British man, Andrew Hogg, has been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of the murder of his neighbor, 50-year-old Simon Wilkinson. Both men, residents of an apartment building in Sheffield, had gotten into a dispute after Mr. Wilkinson accused Haig of being a pedophile. Haig, who had a history of mental health problems, shouted, "You called me a... come out here and fight like a man," before attacking Wilson with a bag filled with boxes with Pokemon cards.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. That's I
don't really know how to even respond to that. Like, jeez.
Right. Also, like, how many cards did you have to have that much weight? Were you like,
paper is heavy, man. It's wood.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I can see that. Michelle and I, we had to move all of her Pokemon cards, and that shit got heavy.
So you have personal experience with the Pokemon cards.
Yes, I mean, I can see that. I mean, I'd love to see the actual autopsy report, like the type of damage it did. But
was it psychic? Possibly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's bludgeoning. I mean, we should really stop before get into more trouble. So, what games have you guys been playing lately?
Ooh, okay. Well, 6 months has been a long time to play some games for me. Should I go ahead and get started on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, take it away. Okay. The Wizard game. I 100%ed that. Probably the most recent one. What else? Then I've been making progress on the Yakuza series again. Because that is my chocolate cake. I don't like to rush through it because I'm in the second half of it, and that's scaring me because pretty soon I'm not going to have any more to play. But I'm on Yakuza 5 right now, and that's the one that came out just before Yakuza 0, so the battle system is pretty it's pretty fluid. It's really nice. I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima again, but I'm going to try 100% at this time.
Me too.
Yeah, you are?
Yeah, I have been. I have it because I played it and I beat it on PS4. And then I got when I got my PS5, it came with it. And I kind of like played it a little bit when I first got it just to kind of see what the PS5 version was. But I actually just beat it. I don't know, 3 weeks ago, something like that, just like the main story. And I did the main story on the DLC island. So now it's just go. I've got all of the, I did all the mythical or the, whatever those mythic quests are, to get the armor and the attacks. I did all of the standoffs. Basically right now I'm just letting the wind, tell me where to go to find. I'm doing all of the, cosmetic stuff, so all the swords, all the, you know, all this stuff, and I'm just having the wind guide me there. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I'm at now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so I jumped into that. I'm pretty excited to really get into it. I've played a few other games, but you know, the thing that I really want to talk the most about is something that I hope will resonate with you, Luke. So did I mention already that I've taken kind of a step back from D&D?
I think we did it before, or you did before.
I'm kind of taking a step away from D&D. I'm you know, kind of, I need that break. I stopped all of my campaigns because I just don't want to burn out on it. But I was looking for something different, and I was like, okay, maybe you can play a miniature game, you know, but not Warhammer 40K because that scares the crap out of me. So I found this cool tabletop game called Blood Bowl. And it's called, well, it's called Blood Bowl, but it's football in with a fantasy setting. So like you can have a team of dark elves, a team of orcs. You can have legitimate fantasy football. It's more of a mix of rugby, football, and soccer because it's got to have some tabletop mechanics. And there's some just absolute chaos that's involved with it. And it's a fun game. So you have a team of 11 and instead of leveling up a character, you level up a team.
Okay.
You play as the coach. And when you get gold, you can buy other like players, you can buy staff. When your players do something amazing, they get kind of like experience points. They're called star player points, and they can get certain player abilities, and your team essentially becomes more and more versatile. That's how you level up. And instead of campaigns, you have leagues. So it's okay. And at the end of it, the final thing is, you know, a Super Bowl event. And then you just start the league over again. So I'm playing a team of Dark Elves. So I found a Blood Bowl club here in San Diego. And I was like, you know what? I want to play. Is there like video games? And there's two video games out right now that, you know, if you want to play and get an idea, the newest one is Blood Bowl 3, but that kind of came out in like a half state. It was just released. People are super critical about it, but for what it is, if you just want to play Blood Bowl, it's great. It's got the most recent rule set on it. But the most put together is probably Blood Bowl 2. And that has all of the teams. That has the 2016 rule set, which is extremely similar. And it probably functions a little bit better than Blood Bowl 3. But yeah, so it's football. It's actual fantasy football, and it's pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie. Even the buggy Blood Bowl 3 has some pretty unique qualities to it that I would totally recommend for you, Luke, being a football fan that you are. Okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah, no, it sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. Like it sounds like something that I would check out. That's awesome.
Yeah, so check it out. That's kind of my one game as a service thing that I'm playing right now.
Okay. Panda Pat, Captain Platinum, which one of you wants to go next?
Didn't play very many games because I was busy, but I'm still playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still on that Stardew. Didn't you accomplish something in that game that you were very excited about?
I did. I finally married Sebastian. I'm very happy about it. I sent a picture to the podcast chat because I was like, look, I did it. I talked about it. I did it. Look at me go. It wasn't as epic as I thought it would be. But I kind of like that because like he doesn't fucking bother me. Like he'll be like, I'm in a mood. I'm going to go ride on my motorcycle for a couple days, be back in like this many days. And like he still comes home and goes to bed. So the only time I really see him is first thing in the morning when I get up, and when I go to bed at night, he's in bed and I'm like, "Huh, that's kind of perfect." So he doesn't bother me from my farm tasks that makes us the big money. He doesn't nice. Seem to need a lot
Good thing
of
he's
attention.
He's not a detriment to your income.
It's important to keep the business going. So I think you can have kids too, but I'm not in a hurry to do that because I feel like I just keep worrying when like I do things like this that it's going to take away from my farm duties and my because I'm still trying to explore the caves. That's a lot of time, and I don't have time for no babies or no husbands that want attention. So
I've learned the saddest piece of Stardew Valley trivia.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time to get to this point. Let's say you have parent regret.
Okay.
At Stardew Valley, and you want to divorce your wife and everything, right? So that's a whole thing you can do.
Oh, nice.
You can't, if, and that changes the dynamics of the town and all that. At some point, the wizard will offer to erase everyone's memories and to take care of your children.
Well,
take care, not necessarily by like adopt. What he does is he turns your children into doves, and they fly off and live their lives as birds, and you see them off. Aww. And it is, holy crap, like that's the saddest thing I've ever
heard. Right.
So yeah, you can do that.
The only other like thing that I know about is my coworker's wife did the trying to romance multiple town members, or all of the town members supposedly. And that's a whole thing because they find out and then the whole town stops talking to you. So then you
that's
have
crazy.
Friends. It's like, I don't want to do that. I want people to talk to me, and it was just a game.
I'll go next. Surprise. Besides Ghost of Tsushima, I've been playing Xenoverse 2 because they put out another DLC for it, because of course they did. They did announce another new Dragon Ball game.
Which one?
I'm going to murder it to Tenkaichi.
Oh, yeah, number 4.
Yeah.
I never played the Tenkaichi series.
Okay. So it looks like they are, I don't know, it kind of feels like they're like, okay, cool. Fighters was good. Now let's try and copy paste that onto previous series.
Mm-hmm.
But the trailer looks really cool. They did a really good job kind of hitting all the nostalgias to bring it back. Xenoverse 3 is in production now.
Okay. Makes sense.
So I am excited for that one. But they released some new stuff from the newest Dragon Ball movie. You can now Gohan Blanco.
Wonderful, yeah. I saw a clip of that. Yeah, you can bring out Blanco, and it's great.
And my favorite thing is you can apply it to any of the race, because our listeners probably know I play as a Namekian and they are lacking in any transformation, which I kept hoping that they would put in the Piccolo ones from the movie, but they have yet to do that, which is probably at this point, it'll just be in the third one if it's there at all.
You always get the short end of the staff.
Yeah, always. But they let you do the beast transformation with any of the races. And I haven't done it with a human yet. All the Saiyans get the big long white Gohan hair. But the everyone else, their eyes just turn red, which is fine. I'm like, that's okay. And you get like a really cool aura. But it basically evens out, and it lets, you know, Namekians or Boo Race or humans fight up there on the level with the Super Saiyan Blue and all that stuff. Like, just like the in-game numbers on it, put it right up there. And I haven't messed with it too much, but it has been fun. I think I guess I also picked up some of the playing the NBA 2K23 and the show 23. I've been playing that one too.
Nice.
That's really all I've been playing. Captain, what do you got? As he's on mute and ran away. There he is.
I ran away. Sorry. My sinuses have been all over the place, so I was just trying to clean those out. let's see. I finished Jedi Fallen Order again on PS5. So I played through the PS5 one. That was that free one. So I got my platinum the morning Jedi Survivor came out. So right on time. And I needed to delete it because I had to install Jedi Survivor, which was 148 gigs.
Holy crap. That's like a Call of Duty game right there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And that's before any other updates have come out too. Mm. So yeah. So I had to go in and delete, I think it was Final Fantasy VII Remake is what I deleted off my system to make room as well.
I forgot to mention, I finally went through all of FF7R and it still sucks.
Oh, that's funny. I played a little bit more Metroid Prime Remastered. I beat the first big boss and then I took a break from that. I'm still cleaning up Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham. I'm 50% through the trophies on that. I did a couple of the DLCs and yeah, just, I don't know. I'm going back and forth between games. It's been that one of those times, you know? Let's see what else. Breath of the Wild. I've been trying to play through that and I did pick up Tears of the Kingdom today, but,
You let me know about the weapon system in that if shit just breaks all the time, and that'll determine whether I enjoy this game or not.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet, so I don't know how fast I'm going to get there. I'm like, do I just churn through Survivor and get done with it? I've heard 40 hours for story and like 50 hours.
It's all right. You just play Jedi Survivor at home, and then you just, you know, on your lunch break, just pick up the Switch and play that.
Yeah. I did pick up the OLED Zelda Switch because I found it. So, but
nice.
I've been debating on keeping it. I don't know. 360, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. I happened to walk through Target last Saturday morning after I went down to get, you know, compost and stuff at IFA. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, come back. I'm like, I'm going to hit Target. And then I'm like, what is that? And then I pondered. I'm like, yeah, let's just do it. Because I still have launch day Switch. That's what I'm playing still. Which is what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. You know, I have one that's from that time too, not launch day, but within the first, you know, couple months. And I haven't really seen, I haven't had the need to get another one, you know?
Same. Yeah, that's why I hadn't picked one up. But I was like, it's the Zelda one. Do I do it? And then I'm like,
right.
I'm grabbing it just because it's here.
The crazy thing about Nintendo and their like equipment is that it's so old. It really should be like showing its age, but it's not. That just goes to show how much of a tight rein they have got on like their optimization.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing, honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'll say for PlayStation, my goal is probably going to be Survivor Platinum and then back to God of War Ragnarok. I'm thinking to make that Platinum number 75. It's either going to be that or Horizon Forbidden West. I don't know which one I want to make 75, but it's going to be one of those two. And I do want to finish God of War. It's been, I really enjoyed it when I started it at the beginning of the year. And then
distractions.
Well, and that's, it was like we talked last time, which has been like over a month ago, but it was like, it's kind of like that fine wine. I do want to enjoy it,
but I don't want to chug it. Right.
Well, and I don't want it to go, I don't want to forget what I was doing and how the system works and feel like I got to start over and all that either. So.
Okay.
But yeah, that's mostly what I've been playing. So I did download the, there was a challenge for the Switch. The old Bounty Hunters game. Is that, what was that one called on?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The,
you play as the squad. The,
right. Right.
That was, they had a trial for that and you could get some platinum points or whatever on the Nintendo. But yeah, you could buy the whole game for like $7. So I did buy that and I didn't really start it though, but that's a, seemed like a cool game that they've brought up to play in, on this gen of consoles. So.
Well, that's cool. As you guys were going through, I did find another funny news story. So there's the new Russell Crowe movie, The Pope's Exorcist, which is like a horror movie about exorcists and stuff, right? But there's a point in there when they're referring to the Spanish Inquisition. But what happened is they used the logo from Dragon Age Inquisition.
Nice.
On the, oh my gosh.
They literally Googled Inquisition symbol on Google and took the picture without doing any sort of research beyond that.
That's embarrassing. That's so bad. So
I really want to see this movie now because I hope it's a super fucking dramatic scene and they're referring to the Inquisition and I'm like, ha.
That's on the level of like someone in college turns in a ChatGPT essay.
Right.
That's how bad that is.
Or they print it off the web page and it has the address down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. There is a... One of the games I'm looking forward to playing besides Zelda, potentially, and Jedi Survivor is Dead Island 2. I remember randomly picking up the first Dead Island. I hadn't heard anything about it. I really wasn't listening for it. But I really enjoyed it. And this other one just looks like, you know, more of the same, but turned up to 11. So yeah, it looks, you know, if you like Dead Island, it looks like, you know, Dead Island.
I never played the first one. It's, I just remember it had that really dramatic, sad like preview, and where like it shows in reverse the little girl who like turned into the zombie like that, and it had that really sad music. But the game itself, like the tone, was absolutely the opposite of what that was.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're on a tropical island. It was. I think I liked it because I just got done my first like big dive on Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's kind of the same mechanics, Skyrim, slash Fallout, slash, what's that other one? Far Cry, right? It was along those lines. So I was like, oh, okay. But yeah. Oh, another thing I watched a little bit ago that I don't know if I got to talk about is I finally watched the Cyberpunk anime on Netflix.
Oh yeah. Netrunners.
Yeah, have you seen it, Mike?
I saw half of it.
Okay.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. From what I haven't finished it yet, but from what I saw, I was like, okay, this is very good. It's keeping my interest. But yeah. Do you guys have any other games that you might be looking forward to? Because that's kind of all I had, so.
I mean, Final Fantasy 16 is about a month out, which is just crazy. The way games are coming out right now, it's.
I heard that was banned in Saudi Arabia.
Why?
The new Final Fantasy. It has something to do with the ESRB rating.
Oh. Okay.
I will look it up real quick.
I'm going to take this away from you because obviously I know you're thinking about it more. Star Trek Resurgence.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Pat.
Oh yes, Star Trek Resurgence. You're right. Mm-hmm. That was supposed to come back out in April, and it got pushed back, and it got pushed back. But it's finally coming out, and it's like that era of Star Trek I want more information on, the post Deep Space Nine, like kind of interweaving with the next gen movies near the end. But it's kind of like it's like the Telltale Walking Dead, like it's a decision making game, which I think is fucking perfect for a Star Trek game because everything's like problem solving with words, not just lightsaber to door, which is kind of the appeal to Star Trek. But yeah, no, I'm excited for that one. Okay, so it says, I found the Final Fantasy 16 has been banned in Saudi Arabia. In a post on the official Twitter account for the Video Games Division Wednesday, the General Commissioner, Audiovisual Media, stated that the game had not been cleared for release in the country. According to the message, the game has been banned because it contains unacceptable content that Square Enix refuses to change. So I don't know what that is that they are refusing to change, but apparently Saudi Arabia does not like it.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Before you talk about what you were looking forward to, Captain, I shared it in our group chat and I will post the link in the description. Jack Black, Tenacious D came out with a video game song about how they don't play video games because they're for kids, except God of War or Fallout or Tomb Raider or Street Fighter or Red Dead Redemption 2. And it's all claymation and it's amazing. It's just Tenacious D Video Games is the name of the song.
It's an epic song.
It's amazing. Huh?
It's an epic song. I liked it a lot.
Oh, you're cutting out.
It's an epic still song. There? I liked it a lot. You're not getting me at all?
Epic song. Epic song. We're getting it, and you're just kind of chopping in and out here at the end. Okay, Captain.
Oh, I was just going to say, coming up here in on the 16th of May, PlayStation, if you have the, I believe it's Premium, or the Plus Extra. Mm-hmm. Premiums, Bus Simulator 21, Evil
Hell
Within
yeah.
2. Yeah, right. I know. Evil Within 2, Conan Exiles, Dishonored 2, Dishonored Death of the Outsider, Humanity, Lake, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. So it's part of the PlayStation Plus premium and above. So the game's just like, is that 3 years old now or two?
Something like that.
I know I think it was during COVID, right? I can't remember if it was the first or second year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rune Factory 4 Special, Sukuna of Rice and Ruin, Thymesia, Rain World, the three Tomb Raiders from PlayStation 4 and Xbox One era. So Rise of the Tomb Raider, 20-year celebration, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider, plus the other. Watch Dogs Legions, Wolfenstein, Youngblood, Soundfall, and Story of Seasons, so... And then if you have the premium level, I guess you can get Ghostbusters, the video game remastered as well.
Woo. And
Siphon Filter, Logan Shadow. So there's, and what was the other one? I scrolled too far. Pursuit Force and Blade Dancer, which I don't know what those are. But I didn't think they did a good job with the games for the free stuff, or if you have the basic subscription. The three games were Chivalry 2, Descenders, and Grid Legends.
Mm-hmm.
So those three are available until June 5th. So I don't think they really nailed it this month on those. But, hey, adding Ratchet and Clank to that tier of the mid-ground and up is pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, I had one that I'm excited about. Street Fighter VI.
Oh, yeah.
World Tour. It is an immersive single-player story mode.
What? I never heard of that.
Yes. It is Xenoverse, but Street Fighter. You completely create a character top to bottom, and they have like, there's a dude in there that looks like a Spartan, and you can have like metal skin. You can just be like Akuma, like the character creation. 'Cause you know how much I love character creation.
Oh yeah. You can make some really ugly people.
Oh yeah. You can go crazy on it. I'm sending the link to the world tour mode, but I am so excited for this.
That sounds awesome.
Because it'll let me in. You like, it's kind of like a semi-open world where you're kind of going around and you basically get your little fighter badge, and then you go and you fight in the tournament, which is amazing. And I really hope they do some kind of co-op like it within that, right? Like if you and like, again, like if you and I were playing and, you know, it's a three person, you know, stable of fighters that we can just tag in and out and fight the guys would be really fun. But
sounds,
yeah,
like a blast.
Yeah. I know you like fighters and I like character customization. So this is like the melding of what we like. So.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. I'll have to look into that.
All right. Anyone have anything else before we wrap it up?
I think I saw, what was the Microsoft game that you're talking about that keeps coming? Starscape, Star Fleet.
With the
big Xbox game.
Bethesda game? Yeah, Starfield,
yeah. I did see a note saying that. I thought it was Bethesda came out and said that it will not make anyone sell their PS5 to go buy an Xbox Series X.
Yep, sounds like Bethesda.
that one kind of made me chuckle and think of you, and I don't think I sent you that article over, but it was one of those, I was like, I think Luke would appreciate that.
Yep, sounds like good old Mr. Howard.
He's really tempering the way how he sells games now.
Right. But he still wears the leather jacket, don't worry.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hopefully we'll be back next week with another episode for you. It's been a while, and I don't know if the Dungeon Master remembers what he needs to do. So, Captain, can you remind him?
I mean, it is episode 69, so, Mike, you're going to have to game harder.
I'm already hard, guys.
It's like a puzzle.
All right, everyone. Oh my god. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.